Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we're in Psalm 119, verse number 119. We read, "Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimony." So we see of the wicked, there is no true metal in them. When they are tried by the refining fire, they're burnt up. They fly off the fumes, and they come to no amount. There's probably an illustration here to the scum or the scoria at the surface of the melting metal, which is swept off previously, or to the casting of the metal into the mold. I think so often, even in our life, is the picture here of the wickedness, of the trials that come to our life personally, how God is working to remove the dross from our life as he seeks to pour us into that mold, as we are his poema, his workmanship, as he's seeking to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ day by day as we change from glory to glory to glory. So sometimes the heat gets turned up, doesn't it? At times I don't like it, but ultimately, as I look back, and of course, rear mirror so often in life is a great vantage point, we see that it's been good as God has used that to purge us, to change us in order that we be more like him, because the wickedness needs to go. It needs to be changed. And I love it, even in as we look at the verse where he says, "Thou puttest away all the wickedness of the earth." Well, in Saul's life, of course, when Samuel finally spoke to him in 1 Samuel 15:23 about his wickedness, he says, "For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity of idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word." As he spoke to him, he says, God has also rejected thee from being king. So he tied stubbornness, how we try to live for our lives and try to run the show and, you know, think that we're right. He says that stubbornness is as an iniquity of idolatry, where we're actually lifting up our opinion above God's opinion and what we should be doing. And then as rebellion, he says it's no different than the sin of witchcraft. We need to submit ourselves to the mighty hand of God in order that he might work through us and in us. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 2, he says, "But who may abide in the day of his coming?" See, even though this world seems like it's getting away with things, that it has the upper hand today, certainly with our liberal media and our liberal Congress and senators and just our country in general, they think God is for those, you know, strange fundamental Christians, but it's really, you know, that's just almost a mythical belief that they have in God, and nothing's ever going to come of it. But in the book of Malachi, written so many years ago, it says, "Who may abide in the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, so like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner as purified silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and he shall purge them as gold and silver, and that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness." As he go on, he says, "Who fans it is his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with an unquenchable fire." As he's speaking about certainly there of the Levites who in the nation of Israel who have gone astray from following the Lord, he says there is going to be a day of judgment. There is going to be a day of reckoning. Jesus, in speaking in Matthew chapter 13, as he speaks about the wheat and the tares, how they grow together, and they're even within the church even today, he was given some parables about that, how they grow together. He says, "But don't be mistaken. There will be a day that the tares will be separated, that they will be burnt." In chapter 40, verse 42 of chapter 13, he says, "As therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so it shall be in the end of this world. the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out his kingdom of all these that offend, and them which do iniquities, and they shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's a really sad picture, isn't it? But it's a sad picture because really, as even as the psalmist says, thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth. There is a day that's coming. The day that's coming for the wicked. And I think when I hear these words, I hope that like even as the psalmist wrote, how they were broken for those who don't follow the Lord, who don't seek the Lord. As the psalmist says, that rivers of water run down my eyes because they forget thy law. It, as the Bible tells us, that God is not willing that any should perish, that we would be men and women who have a desire to reach the lost. Because the day is coming where God's word will come. In Revelation chapter 20, it tells us about the end, the last, really the last mention that we have of Satan and the wicked and those who follow him. It tells us how it tells us in verse 15, the last verse of chapter 20, says, and whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. See, this lake of fire was prepared for Satan and his angels. It wasn't prepared for any one person. God's not willing that any should perish. But men choose to follow their wickedness because they love darkness rather than light. May we choose to follow the Lord. He says here at the end, realizing their end, what the wicked, their end of their life's going to be, he says, therefore, I love thy testimonies. That's an interesting thought, isn't it? As he was seeing the plight of the wicked, he realized those who follow the Lord, on the flip side, it's going to be exciting. See, the things that God have prepared for us are amazing. In fact, Paul tells us that as he got a glimpse of heaven, he got a glimpse of our eternity, and he says, these things I can't even utter. I can't even put them into words to be able to express the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And so it really comes down to two types of people. The wicked and those who chose to follow the Lord. The wicked in the sense that they've turned their back on God, even though God has been faithful to share a witness of his love to them over and over and over, but they love darkness rather than the light. And those who have come to the light would be the other group. Those who accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, our future is bright. And I pray that you are one that have made a choice for Jesus Christ. Because God's word is sure. And it's something that we need to take heed to. Even as we read here in verse 119, I'll read it again. Where the psalmist says, with such confidence as thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. God's word is true. Our future is certain. May we this day seek to serve the Lord with all of our heart and all of our strength. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.